We're going to open our service tonight by reading from the scriptures, the responsive section in the back of the book, number 527. 527. Responsive reading number 527. Sing a new song to the Lord. He has done wondrous things by his own power and holy strength. He hath won the victory. He keeps his promise to the people of Israel with constant love and loyalty for them. All people everywhere have seen the victory of our God. Sing praises to the Lord with harps. Play music on the harps. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee for the opportunity we have of worship this evening. We are grateful always for God's presence with us, wherever we are and whenever we gather in his name. And so for this, we give thanks. And we pray tonight as we are here that thy spirit might bless us and might reach beyond these walls to the homes and hearts of many of our loved ones, wherever they are tonight, to bless them and to keep them in thy will and in thy protection and in thy presence. We pray, dear Lord, that you would give unto each one that which is needed, a special blessing on this day. Now use this service for your glory and bless our lives to honor thee. For Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen. Now we would like to welcome our friends who are visiting with us. And I see we have some guests here. We have some friends all the way up here from Florida. Walter, I'm glad you brought your wife. And Kermit, good to see you and your wife. All the way over here from Northview. Anyone else who's visiting? Virginia and Walter Garner used to be here with us, you remember, years back. And we are happy to have them to come in and be with us tonight for this service. Their son lives over here across the water in Gloucester, not very far away. And you'll enjoy those oysters, I'm sure, over there, because they have them. But we're happy that you are here. Now in the bulletin, the opportunities for this week, you will recall, we announced the deacons meeting on Monday, the Baptist women's meeting on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, the hour of prayer, and then the choir rehearsal. On Saturday, we have our picnic at 10 o'clock. We leave the church by bus, and we return from the anchor at 3. So if there are those who need rides and so forth, if you will sign up on the door of the education office, that will help us to facilitate and know how many will need a ride. This Saturday at 10 o'clock, we leave. Then I announced this morning that the celebration of Joe and Margaret Laster has been postponed from July 15th until a later date when an announcement will be made. She is still in the hospital in intensive care following an accident, a car accident. And I know that each of you will be praying for her as she is still seriously ill, even now. I believe these are our announcements, and you take advantage of these opportunities. Now let's turn in our hymnals to 272, Sunday Revival, 272. Father, we thank thee for the joy of knowing Jesus and for the opportunity of sharing in his work around the world. Bless, we pray thee, the tithes and offerings this day to thy glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen.